Actually, turn with me today on this first Sunday in March. Praise God, this time of season. Long spring is coming. Amen. Yeah. The seasons are changing. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And, this is the first Sunday in March, and we find ourselves this morning in Deuteronomy chapter 8. So I ask you to turn there with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Amen. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 5. To begin. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. Amen. I'm actually going to read this morning, at least at the moment, amen, out of the New Living Translation. So if you have to say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, New Living Translation. It says this. It says, "Be careful to obey all the commands I am giving you today. Then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord led you through the wilderness these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out, and your feet didn't blister or swell. Think about it. Just as a parent disciplines a child, the Lord your God disciplines you for your own good."
Yeah.
Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we bless you now. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your word.
Yeah.
Your word, oh God, which shows us the way in which we should walk. Father, we pray now that your word will come forth now with simplicity and with power. That God, that you will give us understanding of every word that we hear. Father, we believe that your word is the way to our freedom, our liberty from all the things that the devil would try to put against us. And so right now, God, our hearts are hungry for your word.
Yeah.
Feed us the bread of life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And make us strong. Increase our faith. And Father God, we bless you, Lord, for the deposits that you shall make in us. And for transforming us by your Spirit and by your Holy Word. Father, I pray for an anointing of understanding to be upon your people now, God.
Yeah.
That every word that is spoken, God, that they will understand it clearly. And walk it out in all humility of spirit, that they truly may be blessed as the word of God goes to work in their lives. Father God, I ask you to look upon me now and just strengthen me with your might.
Yeah.
I humble myself under your hand, God, that you may be exalted and magnified in the eyes of your people. And Father, we just thank you for the privilege and the honor to come and to share the word of God with your great people on this great day that you've made. Father, we give you praise.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We have a title today, amen, and it's called The Lord's Proving Ground. The Lord's Proving Ground. Amen. There are some people who don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Bible has a word for those people.
Amen.
It's called fool.
Yeah.
The Bible says, the fool says in his heart, there is no God.
Yeah.
God is real, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And a lot of people, amen, don't believe in God. But he's real.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. There's one thing for people who don't know the Lord to not believe in God. But I want you to know today, there are people who are born again Christians who have trouble believing in God.
Amen.
Well, they believed in God when it was sunny on their side of the street.
Amen.
They believed in God when the money was flowing.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in God when their bodies were healthy.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in God when their marriage was strong.
Yeah.
Amen. But when the storms of life hit, and how many of you know storms of life hit everybody?
Amen.
There's nobody walking around that's immune from the storms of life.
That's right.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Right.
And when the storms of life come, then you really find out who believes and who was pretending to believe. Amen. And there are some Christians who believed, amen, before the recession hit.
Right.
There were some people who believed before the foreclosure came. Amen. There were some people who believed before the doctor gave the prognosis and diagnosis. Amen. But then once those things happened, they turned their backs and they started to question God. Amen. And we have to understand something here, amen, that, you know, you and I have to make a decision whether we believe in God or not.
That's right. That's
amen.
Right.
And if you're a believer, you believe in God. But see, here's the thing. You just can't believe in God when things are going your way.
That's right.
Joseph believed God when he had a dream and when he was in prison.
That's right.
Come on, somebody.
That's true.
Amen. Amen. And so you got to believe God, amen, when you are going well and when you're in the hospital. Amen.
Right.
You got to believe God when your pockets are full and when you are dead broke. Amen.
Right.
You have to believe God when all your family and friends are around and when everybody, including your mother and your father, forsakes you. Amen.
Right.
We have to make a decision whether we believe God or not.
Yes.
And see, it's easy to sit here and on a Sunday morning, even though we all are going through some stuff. Everybody in here is going through something today.
Yes, right.
There's nobody walking around who doesn't have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
We all have an issue.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
That woman had an issue of blood in the Bible, amen, and she had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have an issue of blood, but you got an issue.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? I don't know what your issue is, but you got an issue.
Got
and know how her issue got healed? She said, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because she was a believer.
Yeah.
And she believed something. If I can just get to Jesus, my issue will be resolved. Amen. And so here we are. We all got issues. But if you're sitting there today and saying, but if I can just get to Jesus,
amen,
my issue will be resolved.
Right.
Amen. Then you're in the right place. But see, but sometimes, amen, if we're honest, we have trouble having that kind of determination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we start to believe the lies and the whispers of the enemy. Nobody loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about you.
Right.
There's no hope for you.
Right.
God doesn't want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
You messed up too much. God doesn't want to hear from you then.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. You've messed up. You've done all this wrong. God doesn't want to hear from you now.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are times, whatever the case may be, where we might find ourselves having some trouble believing in God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it might be a time of weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it would be great if our faith was strong all the time, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be great if our faith that every time something happened, we just thought, I'm not moved. But oh, how many of you, I'm not afraid. But how many of you know, sometimes you can get afraid.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, you can get afraid because you can be you can find yourself in situations you never thought you would be in.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And yet there you are. But see, listen, but God has a proving ground for all of us.
Yes.
Amen. Because it is so vital, amen, that we truly know who we are.
Yes.
You need to know whether you believe God or not for real.
Yes. Right.
Amen. Not because you convinced yourself in the peace of a Sunday morning that you're a believer.
Right.
But see, God is not, you see, that's not the truth. That's not the true test.
That's right.
The true test is when life's issues come.
Yeah.
Are you going to be able to stand there and believe God?
Yes, yes.
And see, God doesn't want you like thinking about those things in a way that is not helpful to you. In other words, He doesn't want you fooling yourself into believing that something that should not.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And so because of that, God takes all of us to His proving ground.
Yes.
And I might be standing on a different patch of His proving ground than you are.
Yeah.
It's only because our walks are different.
Yeah.
But all of us are standing on God's proving ground. Amen. All of us have to show, amen,
yeah,
who we are. Because God is going to test us.
Yes, He will.
Amen. How many of you know?
Yeah.
Amen. So right now, the stuff you're going through, some of those issues in your life, They haven't come to destroy you. They haven't come to kill you. They've come to test you and to prove you. Amen?
Amen.
Because there are some things that you need to find out about yourself.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
The children of Israel were like that. Amen. God said to them, be careful to obey all the commands that I'm giving you today. Amen. He says, if you obey me, then you will live and multiply, and you will enter and occupy the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors. As I read that, the words live, multiply, enter and occupy jumped off the page, amen. If you obey God, you will live and multiply, enter and occupy.
Yes.
Yes.
You will live the kind of life God wants you to live. What kind of life does God want you to live? Well, what kind of life did Jesus come that you might have? An abundant life. So what kind of life does God want you to live? An abundant life. Amen. A life that is that you can live to the full, what? Till it overflows. Amen. Amen. God wants you and I to live the type of life that Jesus came to give us, a life of victory. Amen.
Yeah.
A life that of freedom and liberty,
yeah,
from the snares of the enemy of our souls.
Yes.
Amen. But if we obey God, we can live that kind of life. If we obey God, we will multiply and be fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We will multiply and be fruitful if we obey the commandments of God.
Yes.
If we obey the commandments of God, we will enter into that place called rest. Amen.
Yeah.
The writer of Hebrews said that we should labor to enter into His rest. Amen. Not until we labor. That's what we want to enter into. We want to enter into His rest.
Yeah.
And then we will occupy that place that God has for us. Amen. God has a place for you.
Yes.
And it's a place that's only for you.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. And we will occupy and get into that place in God's destiny for our lives that He has ordained for us before the foundation of the world. In other words, we will be in the center of God's will.
Amen.
There's no better place for you and I to be than in the center of God's will.
Right.
Amen. That's what we want. That's where we want to be. But how many of you know the only way that comes is that we have to live a life that is one of obedience unto God.
That's,
yeah,
right.
Amen.
Yeah.
So God said, if you listen to me, if you will obey me, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you are willing and obedient, what happens, God said? You will eat the good of the land.
Right.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But you have to be willing and what?
Obedient.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a word that folk in and out the church don't like too much, amen.
Amen.
Obedience. Some people think obedience is a thing that's reserved for animals and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Obedience is a key, though, in our walk with the Lord.
Yeah.
And God says, if you will obey me, you will live, multiply, enter, and occupy the land. That's what gives you an answer. He's talking to a nation right now. Amen. Then he said this. He said, remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness. The children of Israel were in the wilderness for 40 years. 40 years. And God said, I led you in the wilderness for 40 years. And He said this. He said, I led you in the wilderness humbling you. So the first thing He did, the purpose of that 40-year journey was to humble them.
Mm-hmm.
To humble them.
Right.
Humble doesn't mean for you and I to have a lower sense of ourselves.
Right.
That's not humbling. Humbling is more of a question of will. Whose will is going to be done?
Yeah.
Your will or God's will?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is the mark of humility. The mark of humility is when we say, not my will, your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
But see, I want you to know something. God understands something. The will of man must be broken,
right, yeah,
before the will of God can prevail.
Yeah.
See, and some of us right now can't operate the will of God. I should say something about that. Everybody in here is... But we cannot operate in the will of God until our will is broken. Amen? And God says to us, amen, that we need to humble ourselves. How many of you know it's much better for you to humble yourself than for God to humble you? Amen?
Yeah.
But God will humble us if we need to be humbled. Amen? Because the thing is, until our will is broken,
mm-hmm,
The will of God cannot reign supreme in our life.
Yes.
There are some people who are in church on this very morning because they're letting their will supersede God's will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
They ain't here today. Because they, what they want to do is more important than what God wants them to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
And that's the first step. Amen?
Yeah.
We even read in our confession scripture this morning. If my people who are called by my name will do what?
Humble
themselves.
That's right.
It's the first thing.
Yes.
You and I can't follow God if we continue to exalt what we want over what He commands and desires. Amen?
Yeah.
We have to humble ourselves before God. That means we have to say, it's not what I want, Lord, it's what You want. You can't follow God if you can't humble yourself. Amen?
Yeah.
You can't follow God if your will is not broken.
Yes.
Amen. And so God said, I led you around this wilderness for what? For 40 years. To do what? To humble you. To humble you.
Yes.
To break your will. How many of you know the Bible describes the children of Israel so many times as what? Stiff-necked people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Their necks were stiff. That's what stiff-necked means.
Yeah. Yeah.
It means their necks were stiff.
Right.
You know what a stiff-neck is? Stiff-neck is it. I ain't doing it. Yeah, when people resist, their necks get stiff.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
Stiff neck.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. And God has to break those stiff necks.
Yeah.
But how many of you know, amen? A stiff neck needs to be broken.
Yeah.
Something that's hard like that, that needs to break. You just snap things that are hard.
That's right.
Amen? Amen. Listen, you and I aren't supposed to have stiff necks. Amen. We're supposed to have those. Listen, we should have the necks that are soft and flexible, that are always looking to see what would God have us to do.
Amen.
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 And if God says move to the left, you move to the left. If God says move to the right, you move to the right. Amen. Why? Because you're flexible, amen. You're teachable. You're meek. You're shapeable, amen.
Yeah.
God can work with you.
Yeah.
See, He's trying to form us into the image and likeness of His Son Jesus Christ. And how is He going to form you if you're stiff? I'm not doing it. That's not the way I grew up. That's not the way we learned about it in that church. That's not the way. You stiff neck, amen. God's going to have to.
That's right.
God's going to have to break your will.
Yeah.
And see, the children of Israel were some stiff-necked people. And so God said, I got to walk these people for 40 years. It was an 11-day journey.
Yeah.
40 years, amen?
Yes.
Why? Because they were stiff-necked. And they had to be humble. But then He said something else after that. He said, I led you through the wilderness these 40 years, humbling you. And then He said this, testing you.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you know God will test you?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. God will test you. God doesn't tempt the man, but He tests the man.
Yes, He does.
And He tests us by putting us into different situations. What is He testing? He's testing our faith.
That's right.
Amen. James says in the first chapter, he said, count it all joy.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. When you fall into what? Diverse temptations or tests and trials. Amen. He said, knowing this, that the trying or testing of your faith works patience.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Listen, if you ever have prayed to God, make me more patient.
Oh,
I'm telling you right now, a test is on its way to you. Amen?
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you become more patient. What? You go through tests. Your faith has to be tested.
Yeah.
And I believe everybody in here can raise their hand and say, there's some times I've developed some patience. Why? Because you were believing on God for something, and He moved at His time. And you said, oh my, amen. You learned patience that you didn't even know you had. Amen. You just knew, I can only last about a week. And you stood in that thing for 3 years.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
You had no idea that you could endure that much. Some of us don't know how much pain and sorrow and heartache we can endure until we are put to the test.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
And I want to tell you this, and that doesn't happen in your chairs on a Sunday morning.
Amen.
When you walk out these yours and you deal with real life. Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Amen. But he will test us. Amen. But why is he testing us? He's testing us so that he said, let those trials have its perfect work. Amen. Let it have its work that you and I can be entire, lacking nothing. In other words, we can develop into full maturity through the test.
Yes.
Some people don't grow up because they run from the test.
That's right.
But God is patient, you know.
Yes, he is.
You can try to run from the test all you want. That test won't be waiting right there on your desk until you come back. Amen.
Amen.
And some of us have been running. But I'm telling you this, God is patient.
Yes, he is.
Amen. And there's something he has to develop in us. It's only going to come through the test.
Yeah.
Amen. And he's going to test our faith.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we need to have our faith tested so we can develop this endurance.
Yes.
Amen. We were talking on Friday about running the race.
Mm-hmm.
We all got a race to run. But how many of you know, God said you have to run your race with patience.
Yeah.
Huh?
Right.
There are some people who like to run, and they run full speed. What happens to them? They beat out.
Right.
Amen? You got to learn to run with patience.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, come on, somebody. That takes a discipline that you don't have right now, amen?
Exactly.
That you want to be focused on getting to your goal, but you're running it with patience.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. God told us a couple of weeks ago, how do we move? We move at the speed of grace. Come on, somebody. So when you move at the speed of grace, you run with patience, amen?
Right.
You got a nice flow to your, you know, you're like.
Yes, sir.
Hey, everyone, how you doing this?
Right.
Yeah. That's how I feel sometimes when I'm driving to my office in the morning, amen. My office is 15 minutes from here, amen. So when I'm driving to my office, I ain't no rush.
Right.
Because the boss can't fire me. Glory to God. Amen. But when I'm driving, I notice something. The people who are trying to catch the train, like I used to have to try to catch the train over at Hamilton or at Trenton,
right.
Or they're driving fast because most times you leave a little bit late.
Yeah.
And they get so mad, they be on top of me, they go around and droom.
Yeah.
But I drive at the speed of grace.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush. So why is that rush for you rushing? Amen.
Right.
Amen. That's how God wants us to live.
Right.
He wants us to live with that, you know, with grace and to run our race with patience. But how can you develop that patience? You and I have to have our faith tested and tried.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And we need patience in order to inherit the promises of God. The writer of Hebrews said that it was through faith and patience that we inherit the promises of God. And so God will test us. He said, so he humbled them. Amen. By making them walk around the wilderness for 40 years. And he said he also tested them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He tested their faith. God will test your faith. And right now, in the situation that you're in, it's a test.
Mm-hmm.
He's testing your faith.
Yeah.
He's testing your faith to see if you believe in him or not.
Right.
He's testing your faith. Yeah, I know you sat there singing the song, oh Lord, I want to thank you. But here's the thing right now. Like, nothing's going on yet in life. You still want to thank me. Oh, it's easy to thank me when you got a new car. Oh, Lord, I just thank you. Amen. But what happens when you don't have a new car? Amen. What happens when your life is Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Every day the same thing.
Yeah.
Amen. Nothing going on in your life.
Yeah.
And then all people around you go, oh, yeah, oh, man. But this is going on in my life, this is going on in my life. My husband just got a promotion. My kid just graduated from the best university in the country. Oh, and I just got this and I just got that. Well, what's going on with you? Nothing, honey. Amen. What did you say, right? Are you still thanking and praising God?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 40 years wandering in the wilderness. I mean, you know, it was Groundhog Day a lot. They passed by the same tree a lot. They passed by the same mountain a lot.
Yeah.
Now, didn't we want to be here before? Can you imagine the kids? Are we there yet? Right? 40 years hearing kids ask, are we there yet? That'll test your faith.
Yeah.
To test them. But then he said this. He said, I led you to the wilderness these 40 years, humbling you and testing you. And then this is something so important. to prove your character.
Wow.
Glory to God. Glory to God. To prove your character. Not your reputation, to your character. You know, because your reputation, what people think you are, what people think about you. You have the reputation of being an honest man, but you're dishonest in your soul, amen? But your reputation is one of being honest. And God's not interested in your reputation.
Oh, yeah.
He's interested in your character.
Yes,
because your character is what you really are.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
And you know what comes out of you when life squeezes you real hard? Your character.
Yeah.
Not your reputation.
Right.
Your character. Amen? That's why, listen, when push comes to shove, I don't know how many times I've heard and read and seen, amen, marriages break up because stuff starts going bad. Oh, y'all were so in love, and y'all were this, and y'all were that. But then all of a sudden, right, the trials of life begin to hit. Money don't add up.
Right?
Huh? Huh? I've read stories, amen, where husbands leave their wives because their wives get sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've read and heard stories, glory to God, where husbands leave their wives because their wives get fat.
Yeah.
I didn't marry you because of this. You ain't the woman I married. Right? Come on, somebody.
Forgot them vows.
They leave, and right? But what happened? Why? Because life begins to press in. It doesn't turn out the way you thought it would. And then all of a sudden, the real person starts to come out. I'm telling you that the Bible says that the brother is made for the day of adversity. See, when you go through stuff, then you know who your real brother is. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, people in the church, hey, brother. But when I go through some stuff, when I see your face around me, when I'm going through some things, are you going to be there? Or you going to be over there talking about what I'm going through and how I must have sinned in my life? Because otherwise, I wouldn't be going through that. Are you going to be an amateur prophet, amen, over there proclaiming stuff that ain't true?
Yeah.
You better be glad we live under grace, because God will strike you down there for prophesying stuff that ain't true.
Amen.
But listen, when you really know who your friends are, when the rubber meets the road.
That's right.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You really know who's living their life for God. Amen. If somebody's there praying for you, amen, are they really praying for you? Are they supporting you?
Right.
Are they tipping in their pocket and giving you a little few dollars when you need it? Amen. Are they giving you a lift to the train station when you need it? Amen.
Yeah.
Or are they always making excuses about why they can't be there? I'm busy. Or I just been running. Well, stop running and help somebody.
Amen.
That's character.
Yes,
amen. That's what Dr. King was talking about. He said, listen, I want my children to be known not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. There's something to be said about our character.
Amen.
Forget where you come from, forget your degrees, forget the color of your skin, your height, your weight, the denomination, your gift. What is your character? Because God is a God of character.
Yes, he is.
And he's trying to form us so that we resemble his character. Yes. And we have his character on the inside of us.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Amen. And so he said, I led you around this wilderness to humble you and to test you and to prove your character.
Yes, sir.
I want you to know that your character and my character cannot be proven until we go through some tough times.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's the truth.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. You know when I knew my wife loved me?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
And it seemed like we had no hope for a turnaround.
Yeah. Well, come on, man.
Be the truth. Come on, bro.
Amen? Come on. When they can see you when you're exposed, man.
That's right.
When people can see you when you're exposed.
Yes. Right.
When all the veneer is off. Amen. Yeah. All the gloss is off. Amen. All the shine is off you. And you can stand before people, amen, vulnerable and exposed, and they still embrace you. Then you know their character. Amen. So they're not with you for any of those other external things.
Yes.
They are there because of what is going on the inside of them.
Amen.
I'm telling you this right now. Amen. Listen. Glory to God. If the day comes and we take over this whole wall right here.
Amen.
Listen, the ones who came through and left, yeah, I got you. I understand you. But the ones who are here, amen, when we were going through the stuff, that's the one I know that got my back. Amen. You ain't fooling me. You ain't fooling me. I'm going to smile at you. I'm going to love you. But I ain't fooled by you. It's the ones who are with you when you ain't nothing.
That's right. So true.
Yeah, they demonstrate their character. They demonstrate their integrity. Tell the thing about Job, amen. When God allowed Satan to take everything from Job, his son, his daughter, his business, everything from Job, and then even affect his body, and then all these things.
Yeah.
Job did not lose his integrity. He still maintained his character. Amen?
Yes.
That's what God is looking for out of us. So he led them around. He said, what? To prove your character. And then he said this. And to find out whether you would obey his commands.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. So now God said, I'm leading you all this time. I'm going to humble you. I got to break your will. That you can obey my will. I gotta test your faith so that your faith can grow and develop, and you can develop the endurance you need to run the race with me.
Yes.
Amen. And I gotta test you to prove your character, who you really are as a person.
Yes.
And then I gotta see whether you're gonna obey me. Amen. Yeah, I gotta see whether you're gonna obey me. See, you and I can find ourselves in some tough situation, and God is just standing on the side saying, let's see what you're going to do.
That's right.
Let's see what he's going to do.
That's right.
Let John come home with 3 C's, 2 E's, and an F. Let me see what he's going to do. He was in church last week. Y'all remember he was in church last week?
Yeah.
Talking about how you're supposed to treat your family with love and respect.
Yeah.
Let's see what he can talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. They're like the thing that God always heard. All heaven looking. You think they be watching American Idol? They be watching you. Amen. You know what that reality show? Amen. What we watching today? We watching Brother James.
Are you crazy?
Come on. Let's see what he gonna do. Amen. They even have an option. Amen. If you think James is going to obey God, pet. God wants to know we're going to obey him. Amen. So he puts us through situations. Amen. Not designed to break you, but to make you.
Yeah.
He wants to see, are you going to obey me? And some of us go through some stuff and we're suffering, amen. You're suffering, you know, in your body, you're suffering in your finances, you're suffering in relationships, you know, your hopes and dreams have been deferred, things have gotten off track, things have gotten derailed, and you're suffering, and you know, you get a little time, but God still wants to know, are you going to obey me?
Yes.
Are you going to obey me? The Bible says that Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Amen. And so let me ask you a question. If Jesus learned obedience through suffering, How do you think you're going to learn?
Right. Exactly.
Amen. Servant's not greater than his Lord. So we got to suffer some things so that we can learn obedience.
Yes.
Right? You got to suffer somebody talking about you behind your back and accusing you of something you didn't do.
Yeah.
Amen? So that you can learn how to forgive.
Right.
And obey the command to forgive.
Right.
Amen? Amen? How do you know you can obey the command to forgive if you don't ever have a reason to forgive somebody?
Right?
Right? And so many people are young, I can't believe he did me wrong. That is an opportunity. You need to rejoice.
Amen.
You need to rejoice. Listen, we need to get to a point where we understand something. We are always on God's proving ground. God is taking us to a place where it's a proving ground. And we need to understand something. You may need God to show up right now. Glory to God. You may need God to show up in your life right now.
Yeah.
Lord, I need a miracle. Lord, I need you to show me yourself. Lord, I need you to show me your strength. Some Christians are praying, they're acting like God needs to prove himself to them. But I want you to know something, amen. You got to prove yourself to God. Amen. Because that's what the proving God is about. It's not about God proving himself to us. It's about us proving ourselves to him.
Amen.
And so we have to understand, God wants to prove us. Amen. So we're going through some things. Maybe you've been in the wilderness 40 years. I love what God said here. He said this. He said in verse number 3, he said, yeah, I humbled them by letting them go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Now some people think, I don't know, God, God letting you go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still sustaining you though.
Yeah.
But he said, now you see how their shoes never wore out.
Mm-hmm.
Their clothes never got old.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? You've been driving that same car for a long time. It ain't wear out yet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Some of the clothes in your closet haven't really changed a long time yet.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. God's sustaining you. You may not like the fact that you got 3 pair of pants and 2 shirts.
That's right.
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 You're wrong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Amen. But God's sustaining you.
Yes.
Right? He let you go hungry. See, somebody don't want to hear that, amen. But you don't want to know God feeding you. He's feeding you. He's feeding you manna, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's feeding you the stuff you don't even know what it is.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what manna means in Hebrew. What is it? But they saw that stuff on and they go, what is that? Right? So he's giving you manna. He's giving you stuff you'd rather not have. So you want to have leeks and onions and cucumbers and fish and melons and onions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You want quail. Amen. But see, here's the thing about that. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about when God sent quails into the camp. He said, he sent quails into the camp, but he also sent leanness into their soul.
Yeah.
In other words, they wanted these things so much that it revealed that they really didn't have any depth of character.
Uh-huh.
But as God takes you through stuff, amen, as he's taking, he's letting you go hungry, but he ain't going to let you starve.
Amen.
He ain't going to let you die of starvation.
Yeah.
He's going to sustain you.
Yeah.
Amen. He'll send you to the brook Cherith. Amen. And when that dries up, he'll send you to a widow who just got enough cake and meal to make for her and her son to die on. Amen.
Yes.
And you may not live on a whole lot of stuff, but he'll sustain you. Amen.
Amen.
He may give you a whole bunch of cans of pork and beans, but he'll sustain you with those things. Amen. But listen, if you will continue to pass the test, those pork and beans, they will be behind you. You will be able to say, I remember when I ate spam.
Yeah.
No, spam was my man, amen. But I still don't know what spam is, amen. Spam, when my wife makes spam, I say, what is it, amen? What is spam? What is spam?
Yeah.
Spam? Spam? You remember spam?
Yeah.
What is spam? Spam is man. What is it?
Yes.
But listen, we ate spam for a while. We fried spam, we put in some sandwiches, we ate with the corn we had, we put some mustard on it. We ate spam.
That's right.
Oh, but I'm gonna beat it up the top. Guess what? Oh, but I don't eat spam no more.
Oh,
that's not too good for spam, but
yeah.
I have eat spam no more.
Right. Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, Lord, I thank you. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
But that's where you may be now. You know, what you understand, if you continue to walk with God, listen, when they got to the promised land, God stopped sending manna.
That's right.
Because they ate off the land. Amen. But God is bringing us to the world. We are on His proving ground. Amen. So listen, where you are right now, if you're going through something, something's really coming against you, health issue, health crisis, financial crisis, relationship issues, job issues, understand something. I'm on the Lord's proving ground.
Yes, yes.
And don't sit there complaining about it, because that's just going to delay your deliverance. Amen. God knows what He's doing. He brought us to this place not by accident.
That's right.
We're here for a reason. We're here by the hand of God. Wherever we may find ourselves, but understand, God may want to keep you. Maybe you're in the humbling part. I don't know. Maybe you're in the testing part where your faith has to be tested. Maybe you're in the part where He wants you to really show forth the character that you have. Amen? I don't know. Or maybe you're at that point where He can say, now I just need to know you're going to obey me or not. But all this is what's going on in your situation, amen? God's not trying to punish you,
right?
Amen? God's not trying to punish you. God's not trying to take you out. God's trying to bring you into His promise,
amen?
He's trying to bring us there, but He's got to prove us first, amen? Listen, we're going to close. I just want to say this, amen? Listen, it's just like silver. The Bible says that silver is proven in the fire.
Yeah.
We got to go through the fire.
Yeah.
Amen. And we got to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to put me in the fire? So what? Amen.
Amen.
Make it hotter. Yeah. Three times, make it four times, five times, six times, seven times. We be like the wrong game. Not one, not two, not three.
Amen.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Why? Because we understand that's how we are going to be what? Proven. And God will test us. Amen. He tested a man. He tested Abraham. Amen.
Yeah.
Right? He wanted his what? His son, his only son Isaac.
Yeah.
And he told him, you go sacrifice him on Mount Moriah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What was he doing? He was testing him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was testing him. He tested King Hezekiah. If you read in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, it talks about Hezekiah got sick.
Yeah.
Amen. And then God gave him some extra years. I think it was 15 more years.
Yeah.
Huh? The head of God turned his face to his bed and was just, you know, he prayed. And God gave him 15 more years.
Yeah.
And then once He raised him up, God allowed him to build all these great things, you know. And then kings came from far away because they want to know, how do you do all this, head of God? And head of God took him around. And it says that in Chronicles chapter 32, it said, and God left Hezekiah to prove what was in his heart. In other words, he wanted to see, what are you going to say, Hezekiah?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Sometimes God blesses you, and then He's going to stand aside. What are you going to say? He let people come up to you and go, oh, man, this is a nice house. Yeah, I know. I worked hard for it. And God going, Oh, this is a nice house. And you go, oh, praise the Lord. God gave you this thing. It was not a nice thing. That's the child of my own heart right there, man.
Yeah,
you want to see. You're going to prove you. See what you're going to do. He did it to Abraham, who was a man. He did it to Hezekiah, who was a king. Amen. He did it to the nation of Israel. I mean, He did it to an entire nation. He said, I'm going to prove you. What makes you think He ain't going to do it to you?
That's right.
He's going to do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And in case you haven't gotten it by now, He's doing it to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen.
Yep.
Right where you are, just rejoice. You are in a place of God's proving ground. And here's the thing. Take up the challenge.
Yes.
Glory to God. Take up the challenge to believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's hard, but take up the challenge. Take it as a challenge. You know what, Lord? Everything about me says I should quit, but I'm going to go on anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Take up the challenge. Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Take up the challenge. I'm going to believe God.
That's
amen.
Right.
I'm going to obey God.
Yes.
I'm going to follow God. Amen.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, everything seems like I'm never going to get out of this mess. And everybody's turned their back on me. They have called me a failure and they closed the book.
Yeah.
Oh, but they don't know. Amen. The half has not been told.
Yeah.
I'm going to rise again. Why? Because God is going to lift me up. But He said, if I humble myself, He will exalt me in due time.
Yeah.
You may not think it's going to happen. But I know if I keep walking with the Lord,
amen.
He will do it. Amen.
That's right.
He will do it. So listen, we have to That's where you are. That's where you are.
Praise
You're on a proving ground, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Stop kicking against the pricks.
Amen.
That's what Jesus told Paul. Paul, why are you persecuting me? He said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Them pricks, you know, them goads that they use for oxen
mm-hmm.
when they're plowing the field. Little pointed
mm-hmm.
instruments that would go in their side or in their rumps, amen. You're going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And they would make them pricks go in, and then sometimes the oxen get mad and they start to kick against the prick.
Mm-hmm.
And when they kicked against it, all they made it do was go in deeper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Some of us are kicking against the prick,
mm-hmm.
and your life is being made harder and more painful. Stop kicking against the prick.
Jesus.
And understand you're on the Lord's proving ground. Understand He loves you. He's not trying to destroy you. Amen?
Amen.
But He's looking for us to be humble. He wants our faith to be developed through testing. He wants our character to be proven through adversity. And He wants our obedience to be proven through the things we're suffering. Amen?
Amen.
And if we would do those things, amen, God will bring us through.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
amen. He will bring us through. And amen, and His plan and His purpose for your life will come to pass. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you believe that? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So listen, you be encouraged where you are.
Amen.
Amen. That thing that you're going through, ain't meant to destroy you. Amen.
Right.
It ain't meant to destroy you. It's God's way of bringing His best
amen.
Into your life. Amen.
Amen.
Rest on your feet with Him. Let's pray this morning. Amen. God's proving ground. We that's where we are, amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for where we are right now. Father, it may not be exactly where we want to be or where we envisioned that we would be. Father, we may have thought we would have been long beyond this by now. And yet here we are, by the grace of God. And Father, we're thankful today.
Yes.
We're thankful, God, because you sent us a word of revelation and a word of encouragement and strength to let us know, God, that you are yet in control.
Yes. Yes.
And Father God, that we are your people who are on your proving ground.
Yes.
And Father God, you are desiring nothing but the best for us. And Father, we don't know how to get there, but you do. And so, Father, we submit to your will right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we stop kicking against the pricks right now in the name of Jesus. We stop trying to go our own way, God. We let go of our questions and our complaints and our disputes and all kinds of things, God. And we simply say yes to your will.
Yes, Lord.
And Father God, we put our trust in you, O God. And we release our faith right now for your promises. And,
yeah.
and we believe in you and your goodness and your grace and your mercy towards us.
Lord.
And Father, we thank you, God, for the word that you sent us today to let us know, God, that Father God, that you have everything under control, Lord.
Yeah.
And Father God, you are just looking to bring us to a place of fulfillment, oh God,
yes.
where we are fully mature as your people, that we are strong in the faith, oh God,
yes.
that we are made, oh God, and informed to be exactly what you have created us to be. God, you want the very best
yes.
for us.
Yes.
And so, Father God, we no longer fight and kick, but Father God, we yield,
yes.
we submit, and we obey. And God, we believe that as we do that, glory to God, that our lives shall be transformed.
Yes.
And we shall be made better
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Father,
I thank you, Lord, that the best is yet to come.
Yes.
For everyone under the sound of my voice, glory to God, the best is yet
yes.
to come.
That's right.
Can you say it out loud with me? Say, the best
yes.
is yet to come.
Yes.
Come on, say it one more time. The best is yet to come. Glory to God. We thank you, God, that the best is yet to come. And you are not done with us yet, that the half has not been told, and you shall turn the situation around, that we shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. We thank you right now. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. That brighter days are ahead.
Yeah.
We continue to walk with you in faith, God. Glory to God. We thank you for the healings that are in our future, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the strength that is in our future. We thank you for a new anointing, a fresh anointing, new power. We thank you right now, in the name of Jesus, for increase in our life, increase in wisdom, increase in knowledge, increase in understanding. We thank you for abundance. We thank you for increasing our finances. We thank you for new business opportunities. We thank you for new jobs. We thank you, oh God, for open doors. We thank you right now, God, for good reports. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that the goodness of God shall be revealed in our lives, God, as we go through your proving ground the way you desire us to go. Father, we love you today.
We love you,
God. And we thank you, God, what you are doing in our lives.
Yes.
Continue to have your way, God. Glory to God. And we'll continue to bless you and to praise you. Oh, glory. Father, we thank you right now. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Have your way with us.
Amen. Amen.
And Father, we bless you and we honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.